It only takes 4 to 5 seconds, but the ramifications of the 40-yard dash are significant for college players hoping to make the next step to the NFL. This is Mike Kraft with Panthers.com Insider Report. In this digital age, news spreads fast about performances at pro days going on right now throughout the country. And the first question people ask, what did he run? Normally at pro days, a 40-yard dash gets all the attention. But for position coaches coming out here to pro days, they want to get these guys on the field, get up close and personal, and really they can get a good sense of the type of player that they may coach in the future. You know, when you're out here doing those drills, you got position coaches working with you. What do you want to show them?
You know, that I can perform with my technique. You know, I go hard, I finish the play. I want them to see all the things I bring to the game.
I think since you've been here, you learned the importance of not just playing on Saturday, haven't
you? That's right. You know, you got to practice right. Everything you do here is looked at, so you got to be ready every day.
I heard a compliment from your coach that I don't think I've ever heard since I've been in football, is that you win every drill. Not games. We're talking about drills. Yes, how seriously do you take your work on the field?
I take it very seriously. You know, I mean, if you're not trying to win every drill, then, you know, you're wasting your time, honestly. You got to give it your all every drill, because if not, then you're just cheating yourself and your teammates.
Well, obviously you haven't cheated yourself, because I saw your performance on the bench press. Quite impressive.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, I've been working on it real hard, you know, and just putting a lot of time and effort, and that's paid off. It's nice.
For the folks at home, just in case you didn't get it earlier, how many reps?
40 reps.
Okay, that's no day at the beach for sure.
Yes, sir.
30 and a half.
It's a fact of life that players like these at Clemson's recent pro day know is all just part of the drill.
A lot of the guys here, a lot of the guys that were working out were well known, and kind of the scouts kind of had a good idea of who we were and kind of our weaknesses and all that. And I know me personally, I spent a great deal of time working on my weaknesses and trying to improve those as much as I could to come out here and get it done. Go.
So much that goes into it. You know, you have a guy who's been consistent for 3 or 4 years, and then you got one guy who had a decent year, pretty good year, and then he just gets pushed to the top. And for whatever reason, things find a way to work themselves out in the long run. So, you know, hopefully I play for 8 to 10 years. If it doesn't, man, I had an opportunity to go play at this level. So whatever I do, I'm just going to try to make the most of my opportunity.
That's a fact not lost on Panther scout Ryan Cowden. For him, pro days give a much different picture of these prospects who are working on a much different pace than at the recent combine.
I mean, it is a part of the process, kind of like a puzzle. Where does everything fit? And when you come to these pro days, outside of the gathering the numbers and the testing, you know, what's a guy jump, what's a guy run, a bigger part of it, too, is watching the guys interact. How do they interact with their teammates? How does he approach this day? Is he businesslike about it? Is he here with a purpose? And, again, you want to see guys in their own setting, where they're comfortable, and how they perform.
It's all just another piece of the puzzle that Panther scouts and coaches will compile before they make their picks on draft day. 30. And we will follow them every step of the way here on Panthers.com. In fact, on Monday, the Panthers Pulse crew will be in Winston-Salem as members of the Wake Forest Demon Deacons will be under the microscope. And the next day, UNC Charlotte will hold its first ever pro day. And we will also be live from Jerry Richardson Stadium, right here on Panthers.com.